I was 16 in August. It came here in October that year, 1949. I thought I was grown up then at 16, coming here. Yarmouth was a wonderful place to us, coming from a little town with half a dozen shops. Yarmouth was a mecca. The market sold everything, clothes and fruit and shoes and anything you could buy in Yarmouth Market. Chips, I loved the chips. We had oranges, which were a rare sight. Bananas, grapes, apples. We looked for it, it was like a holiday. We didn't look on it as work, because it was so enjoyable. And the weather was lovely. In the summer, it was warm. We went about no sleeves, sandals, didn't need coats. We used to buy coats in Yarmouth to take home for the cold weather at home again. Oh, it was awful going home, because that was winter. It was winter all the year round there, more or less. I had good lodgings with a lady who kept a paper shop. She sold papers downstairs, and we lived in the rooms upstairs, three of us. Yeah, all the office girls lived together, and the garden girls, they used to go in sixes in the house. Two to a bed, six of them, all lived in one room. We hardly ever slept. We kept awake half the night, I think, talking. They all loved it because they all came back next year for more in the same legends, usually. The shops were so abundant with everything we couldn't get at home. Boxes of soap and hairbrushes and everything. Oh, it was an adventure going round the shops. Could buy a pair of shoes every week. Yarmouth bloaters were famous. Yarmouth was a place for bloaters. The visitors used to send them home to their relations in little boxes. There was a shop on Regent Road. That was called the Bloater King. It was owned by Sutton, the big fish curer. Sent them home to their relations. That was something great. That in Yarmouth Rock. They were things to send home. Sent the red herring, which were, oh, they were awful things. They were soaked in salt for days, smoked for days. The Scots fishermen never fished on a Sunday. The Englishmen did, but not the Scots. They all went to church with a Bible under their arm and sing the hymns. They got drunk on Saturday and went to church on Sunday to have their sins forgiven. And then Monday they were all out of tea again. Rita was a garden girl. She married my nephew in the Isle of Man. She used to go to Lerwick to gut and tow them away. Isle of Man, and wherever the herring were, the girls went. They loved travelling, because they were well off. They got their lodgings paid by the firm, their transfer paid, travel allowance. It wasn't a lot, but, you know, they had plenty of money in their pocket. It didn't look on it as work. Oh, it was like a holiday. And away from mother, he did what he liked. He didn't have to be in at 9 o'clock like he did in Fraserburgh. We used to have a curfew in Fraserburgh. 9 o'clock, to be home. Or else father was out looking for you. I could write a book, really. Monday on nights, when I get time,